რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
რადიო თავისუფლება განაგრძობს მაუწყებლობას საქართველოში 19 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. უკრაინის პრეზიდენტმა პეტრო პოროშენკომ გააფრთხილა პრორუსული სეპარატისტები უკრაინაში, რომ მას აქვს ალტერნატიული გეგმა, თუ სეპარატისტები ცეცხლის შეწყვეტის მისეულ გეგმას დროის მოგების მიზნით გამოიყენებენ. შაბათს რუსეთის პრეზიდენტმა მხარდაჭერა გამოუცხადა პოროშენკოს ინიციატივას ქვეყნის სამხრეთ-აღმოსავლეთში ცეცხლის შეწყვეტის შესახებ, ასევე მის მიერ გამოცხადებულ რიგ კონკრეტულ ნაბიჯებს, რომლებიც მშვიდობიანი მოგვარებისთვის გამიზნული. თუმცა ვლადიმერ პუტინი თვლის, რომ შეთავაზებული გეგმა ვერ იქნება სიცოცხლის უნარიანი მოლაპარაკების პროცესისკენ მისი დაწყებისკენ მიმართული პრაქტიკული მოქმედების გარეშე. პუტინი თვლის, რომ პოროშენკოს გეგმა არ უნდა იყოს ულტიმატუმი. ერაყში სუნიტმა მებრძოლებმა, რომლებსაც მეთაურობს ორგანიზაცია ერაყისა და ლევანტის ისლამური სახელმწიფო ალ-ყაიდის განშვება, ორი სტრატეგიული ქალაქი ჩაიგდო ხელში სირიის საზღვრის მახლობლად. შიიტი ლიდერის მოხტადა ალ-სადრის ათასობით მომხრემ შაბათს ბაღდადის ქუჩებში აღლუმი გამართა. მათ მიერ ძალის დემონსტრირება სუნიტი მეამბოხეების შეტევის ფონზე მოხდა. რადიო თავისუფლების ბელორუსული სამსახური იტყობინება, რომ ბელორუსი უფლებადამცველი ალეს ბელიაცკი, რომელიც ციხიდან გაათავისუფლეს, მინსკში ჩავიდა, მას სადგურში ცოლი და რამდენიმე მხარდამჭერი დახვდა. ბელიაცკიმ ჟურნალისტებს უთხრა, რომ ის ამნესტიის ძალით გამოუშვეს. ავღანეთის რეგიონული ხელისუფლების წარმომადგენლების ცნობით, ტალიბანმა იერიში მიიტანა და რამდენიმე რაკეტა ესროლა ნანგარჰარის პროვინციის ქალაქ ჯალალაბადის აეროპორტთან მდებარე ნატოს სამხედრო საჰაერო ბაზას. ზარალის თაობაზე ცნობაში არაფერი ანათქვამი. თავდასხმის გამო პასუხისმგებლობა ტალიბანმა იკისრა. მისი განცხადებით, ტალიბების მიერ ნატოცნი რაკეტებით აეროპორტის ტერიტორიაზე 8 აფეთქება მოხდა. ცნობით, ერთი თუ ორი რაკეტა დაეცა შეერთებული შტატების სამხედრო საჰაერო ბაზის მახლობელ არეალში. შეერთებული შტატების სახელმწიფო მდივანი ჯონ კერი მოულოდნელი ვიზიტით ჩავიდა ეგვიპტეში, სადაც ახლად არჩეულ პრეზიდენტს აბდელ ალ-სისის შეხვდა. ეს ვიზიტი შეერთებული შტატების უმაღლესი რანგის სახელმწიფო მოხელის პირველი სტუმრობაა ეგვიპტეში ალ-სისის პრეზიდენტად არჩევის შემდეგ. დღის წესრიგშია, როგორც სახელმწიფო დეპარტამენტი იტყობინება პოლიტიკური ვითარება ეგვიპტეში და სირიის და ერაყის კონფლიქტები. რომის პაპმა ფრანცისკემ ღვთისმსახურების დროს 21 ივნის სამხრეთ იტალიაში კალაბრიაში დაგმო ორგანიზებული დანაშაული. სიბარიში ღიაცის ქვეშ გამართული მესის დროს ფრანცისკემ თქვა, რომ ისინი, ვინც დაბლა ბოროტების გზას გაუდგებიან, როგორც ამას მაფიოზები აკეთებენ, არ იქნებიან ნაზიარები ღვთის მიერ, ისინი ეკლესიისგან განდევნილი არიანო. კალაბრიის მაფია ანდრანგეტა ერთ-ერთი ყველაზე უფრო გავლენიანი დამნაშავებრივი გაერთიანებაა მსოფლიოში. ირანის პრეზიდენტმა ჰასან როჰანიმ თავის გამოსვლაში მიმართავა მათ, ვინც პულის და საერთოდ ნავთობის გაყიდვით მიღებული კაპიტალი ტერორისტებს ეხმარება. მოვა დრო და ეს ტერორისტები თქვენ მოგიბრუნდებიანო და თქვენს დაცემამდე მიიყვანენო, განაცხადა როჰანიმ. ახლა რომ მათ სხვათა წინააღმდეგ მიმართავთ, ხვალ თქვენი რიგი დადგება. შეწყვიტეთ სისხლის ხვრაო, მოუწოდა როჰანიმ. ყველა სუნიტები და შიიტები ძმები არიან, მუსლიმები ერთად უნდა დადგნენ ძალადობის და ექსტრემიზმის წინააღმდეგ, თვლის ირანის პრეზიდენტი. ამავე ქვეყნის რელიგიურმა ლიდერმა აიათოლა ალი ხამენეიმ განაცხადა, რომ ერაყში შეერთებული შტატების და სხვა სახელმწიფოს შეჭრის წინააღმდეგია, რომ ერაყელებს თვითონ შეუძლიათ თავიანთ ქვეყანაში ძალადობის აღკვეთა. ხამენეის აზრით, მთავარი დაპირისპირება მათ შორისაა, ვისაც სურს ერაყი შეერთებული შტატების ბანაკს შეუერთდეს და ვინც ერაყის დამოუკიდებლობას ესწრაფვის. პრეზიდენტმა ბარაკ ობამამ 19 ივნის განაცხადა, რომ მეამბოხეებთან ბრძოლის კოორდინირებისთვის ერაყში თავის 300 სამხედროს გააგზავნის და იქვე დასძინა, რომ შეერთებული შტატები არაპირებს ერაყში ბრძოლაში ჩაერთოს. მსოფლიო საფეხბურთო ჩემპიონატზე დღეს რუსეთი და ბელგია თამაშობენ, მოგვიანებით კი სამხრეთ კორეის და ალჟირის გუნდები. ეს ორივე თამაში H ჯგუფში ხდება, უფრო მოგვიანებით შეერთებული შტატების და პორტუგალიის ნაკრებები დაუპირისპირდებიან ერთმანეთს. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები ამ საათისთვის. თქვენ რადიო თავისუფლების გადაცემას უსმენთ, ჩვენი საღამოს პროგრამები გრძელდება.
In Portuguese we say, a melhor variedade mundial no Music Mix da Voz da América.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Were you taping?
Yeah. Once again, a welcome to you. It is Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhardt. And it's 2 hours of great new acoustic music coming to you. New Jack White this week, also Conor Oberst, something from 1961, which you'll like. Also Robin Hitchcock's upcoming album. Our final new song being created at South by Southwest, this time by A.J. Croce. And our in-studio guests this week, Run River North.
It really feels like a family because there's six of us. Each member of the band is so crucial that when we get on stage, it's like we get to do this together.
A six-piece band from Southern California. All of the members came from various musical backgrounds, invited by songwriter Alex Wong to join up and help him create the sound of the band. They received a bit of attention for recording their song Fight to Keep in a group of Honda cars owned by various band members. That popular YouTube video led to a national TV appearance and a label deal to record a full-length debut, which they released this spring. And to talk about that and play some of the songs, Run River North will join us as our in-studio guests this week. But we'll start with Cab Moe from Blues Americana. His people are noting that this is the 20th anniversary for Cab Moe, making his debut in 1994. However, under his real name, Kevin Moore, he's been on the scene since the early 1980s, actually. Here's Cab Moe with More For Your Money, Moe For Your Money, on Acoustic Cafe.
When I was a kid, candy was a nickel. I had some roller skates and a red bicycle. It was the land of the brave, home of the free. Some of our jobs jumped over the sea. It was a high price to pay. You're getting more for your money today. And way back then, daddy had his own business. He was a self-made man. He was independent. But then they opened the store, took up a city block. Whatever you need, you know they got. But it was a high price to pay. You're getting more for your money today. Well, I needed a pot for my washing machine. Picked up the call in the Philippines. I got a Chinese phone and a Japanese car. But the gasoline takes me twice as far. Let's pick it, boys.
Caution in a smoke ring. and disappear into the wild. But I didn't know about silence till you were gone. The last show's over, the curtain is drawn. I never saw so many sunsets, I never saw a single dawn. I didn't know about silence till you were gone. The record you gave me, I put it on. The needle didn't jump this time, it played the whole song. It sang about all, cried about none. I didn't know I was in love with you till you were gone. I didn't know I was in love with you till you were gone.
If you want to enter that group of songwriters that includes not a lot of people, but people like John Prine and Rodney Crowell and Willie Nelson and folks like that, you just have to focus on the songs, and that is all John Fulbright is doing. He just says, I just really want to write good songs. That's about it. And his debut a couple of years ago got massive acclaim, and now he is following it up with a new album, which is called Songs. And from that album, we heard Until You Were Gone from John Fulbright. And we started out with something from Blues Americana, which is the brand new release from Keb Moe, celebrating his 20th anniversary as Keb Moe. In fact, Kevin Moore with Blues Americana, and we heard the song called More for Your Money. Another artist who's been plying the boards for quite a long time, Chris Delmhorst. However, she did take some time out to have a baby, raise a child, and is now back with her new album, her first since 2008. It's called Blood Test. Let's listen to the title track from Chris Delmhorst on Acoustic Cafe.
Remember how it used to be? Nothing on the radio, nothing on TV. Just us and all those hours. The humming road, the singing stars. We could listen in, we could drown it out. We could listen in, we could drown. I am the you. listening.
Jack White, and that is exactly who it is. It's Jack White on Acoustic Cafe. The song called Want and Able from the new album, which is Lazaretto, his second solo release. What's next on the schedule for Jack White? Well, he is going to tour behind Lazaretto through the summer, and he also has new music in the works from the Rock on Tours and the Dead Weather, but it's Jack White, so who knows? Anything could come up into his schedule. Chris Delmhorst before that, and Blood Test, which is the title track from her latest album. I want to go back into our archives now for this one from Rufus Wainwright. Let's listen to Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk, recorded in 2001 here at Acoustic Cafe.
Cigarettes and chocolate milk, these are just a couple of my cravings. Everything, it seems, I like a little bit stronger, a little bit thicker, a little bit harmful for me. If I should buy jelly beans, and then there's those other things.
with scrappy boys' faces of general run of the town playing with prodigal sons. Takes a lot of sentimental valiance. Can't expect the world to be all raggedy
and Chocolate Milk, originally from the album called Poses, performed live at our studios by Rufus Wainwright, who did the song back in 2001. And just ahead on the show, it's New Birdie covering Old Bon Iver, and this week's in-studio guests, Run River North.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Come on, skinny love, just let's sing it.
That's Bon Iver from the 2008 album For Emma, Forever Ago. And there is another version now on the new album from 18-year-old British singer-songwriter Birdie called Fire Within. But wait a sec, her cover was on her debut 2 years ago as well. It seems the UK version of Fire Within, which was issued last fall, moved on from her self-titled debut, featuring all new stuff. But that debut didn't get the attention in the U.S. that it did in Britain, so the label decided to also mine this gem from the first release for the second. Here's Birdie, again, with her version of Bon Iver's Skinny Love on Acoustic Cafe.
Come on, skinny love, just last the year. Poor little soul, we were never here. My, 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 my. Staring at the sink of blood and crushed veneer. And I told you to be patient, and I told you to be fine.
Birdy has a new album. It's called Fire Within, featuring new material for the most part. The U.S. release actually features a cover that was on her first album a couple of years ago, that cover of Bon Iver's Skinny Love on Acoustic Cafe. Back in 2011, a group of six Southern California kids came together as a band called Monsters Calling Home. And while they all came from vastly different musical backgrounds, they all managed to pack themselves and their musical instruments into a collection of their Hondas and record a song called Fight to Keep. It was a clever bit of video, it went viral, and eventually came to the attention of the car company. They set up a performance with the band that the band thought would be private, but instead it turned out to be on national television. That exposure got some label interest, and having changed their name to Run River North, they released their self-titled debut in the spring. For the new album, Run River North only used their cars to drive to Seattle to work with producer Phil Eck, a guy you'll find connected to projects from Fleet Foxes, Band of Horses, and many others. What that means is music with lots of harmonies and atmosphere. And we brought all six members of Run River North to our studio to hear more about the album and hear some of the songs this week on Acoustic Cafe.
So the band formed a few years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, when a band of six come together, was it a smaller band that grew, or was it a collective from the start of that size?
It was a collective from the start. I think what happened was when I wrote the song Monsters Calling Home, I kind of asked Daniel to kind of just track a demo for me to send over to John. John was gigging in a couple different bands, and I just liked his style, and Daniel thought it would have been a cool, like, kind of Black Keys thing if me and John did it. And what ended up happening was, with the song, we wanted to audition for this Asian American talent program called Collaboration, and they were playing at the Nokia Theater in LA, and there was a big stage, and I just wanted to fill it up with as many people as possible. So what ended up happening was the first, you know, four other people that I introduced the song to, I kind of knew that they were, you know, musicians / had good taste in music, or I just liked their voicing, and they happened to be the bandmates that stuck around since the beginning. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's been interesting. There's a kind of a web, like Daniel and John were in a band before. Joe and I kind of go back the furthest, and I kind of wrote the song after, you know, hiking with him in Zion Narrows one time.
Yeah, I knew Jennifer just as a violinist, and
right,
thought we could make a cool string section for the big stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone just kind of stuck around.
Yeah. Sally, I just got to know her actually through the band. I just liked her taste in music, and she burned friends' CDs, and I thought they were nice CDs, and it was her first time on stage too. So it's all varied. Like, it just kind of happened. There was no way to manipulate that happening. It just worked out.
The sound has been called, you know, chamber pop.
Yeah.
If you have to tag something with a label, that's a good label to have. But there is this lush quality to the sound. Is that kind of a complete vision, or do they start as sort of smaller acoustic pieces that then get layered up?
Usually starts with, I just have, you know, a verse or a chorus and on the guitar, and then I bring it to the rest, and they just swell it up.
Tasteful additions, though.
Oh, thank you.
That's an art in and of itself. Being able to know when it's going to be too much.
Sure. And to add on to that, everyone has very different tastes in music. Jennifer, for example, studied classical music her whole life, didn't really hear a pop song till 2 years ago. And so she brings, like, that, you know, luscious string aspect. John, you know, came up in the hardcore,
yeah,
you know, metal drummer scene. So you have, this clash of taste. And when you compromise enough, not giving too much, you get what we get. And hopefully people enjoy it, and it's good to hear.
River run, your mother's calling heaven to son. She's tired from the storm, witches from the north, standing at the gate, it's quiet, unafraid. But run has come, run has come. Father's gone. He's wary from the road, the wolves and the crow. Kept them at the gates with hands full of praise. But one has come, one has come. Rushing like
like a spirit from a wineskin bag. Settled by your sister like it's never going back. Mother's crying out with a different kind of sadness. Sam can't shoot between a promise and a habit. Between his love and a garden.
Run River Run, the name of the song from the band Run River North on Acoustic Cafe. Run River North, our in-studio guests on the program this week, and we did have a chance to sit down and chat with Run River North's Alex and Daniel.
When we're dealing with six people and we're dealing with lots of layers that have to be built, the writing credits on the album are all, it's you, Alex, and then it says Alex/Run River North. I mean, that's right. Kind of how it's all credited. So is that kind of an indication of how these songs came about?
It's been like that. I think it's just been an example of how we do it. I kind of picture it like a garden. Everyone kind of brings different seeds. I tend to write a lot of seeds, and most other people in the band are different kind of players. But it's just to say, yeah, I just bring as many as possible. I just seem to have a lot out of my system, and a lot of stupid songs too, but mm-hmm. I think having that kind of mentality that you can bring it in, it's a safe location, you know, safe space to do that and to grow it in that way. The songs on our album right now, I usually just come up with a melody, and like I have to ask, like, well, I don't know what key I'm in, what time signature did I just switch, and everybody else knows way more than I do in that aspect. So,
but what were you writing before you had this palette?
Oh man, before this, it was just trying to impress girls with like John Mayer covers, you know,
yeah.
And Goo Goo Dolls covers, honestly.
Jason Mraz,
and going to coffee shops and. And then, you know, you hit a limit, you realize that that's not gonna, you know, sustain. And I think what really happened was, yeah, I took a trip with Joe to just go hiking one day. And then we end up talking about our folks and about our immigrant experience and finding the same kind of skeletons in our closets. And I just felt really compelled that, these stories, should be shared and a lot of people would, you know, could gain out of it. And it wasn't necessarily a song. It was like maybe a musical or maybe a puppet show or just some way to tell these stories. And what ended up happening was, you know, the song Monsters Calling Home came about just from that conversation and from the stories that I was seeing in my family and just my friends' families about the immigrant experience. And that kind of just changed it. Talking about folks that I knew as opposed to, you know, this girl or something
that
doesn't exist at the moment. So,
and you made a good choice. There's not a lot of money in puppet shows. Just a little bit more than music, but not much.
A little more.
Yeah.
Keyword.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a man who found a forest overseas. He grew his beard like the ground's bare trees. Callous his hands, his heart bled dry. He kept the fire in the clutch of his eyes, painting with a dark stroke, dirty on the canvas. Creation was holy, we chose against it. Man, the devil knows he's evil, no need to proclaim. It's the choices we make that bring glory, glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name. Oh, Mr. Fox, I know you've got a secret to tell, but folks, we live just to hear ourselves. Keep talk, talk, talk non-stop, stop, stop, and it goes until we know not what we say. Lady lost a forest for the trees. She grew a lust to bury all underneath. She cut to their heart, oh, she bled them dry. She kept the fire burning up to the sky. She's building up her kingdom of sticks and stones. I hear the words in between, they tend to never hold. Was she living ever after, making believe? She kept away from the heart things unseen, things unseen, things unseen, things
song. And you will find that in its original form on the debut album, the self-titled debut, from our in-studio guests on the show this week, the band Run River North. And we'll be joined by Alex and Daniel from Run River North, as well as the rest of the band members, in performance in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. Find us online at A Cafe Radio on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You'll reach them all through our regular website, where you can also sign up for our weekly e-newsletter, should you choose. That is at acafe.com, acafe.com. And coming up, it's a classic from 53 years ago. Also, Connor Oberst and Patty Griffin live here.
The world's best variety.
Expect it here.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. Of the artists we've heard so far this hour, who's to say if we'll be listening to Chris Delmhorst or John Fulbright or Keb Moe or Jack White 50 years from now? Or 50 years from now, will those even sound cool if we were to play the exact same tracks from right now? Well, that brings me to a collection that has just crossed my desk called The Extraordinary. It is another repackaging of the late Nat King Cole's work. He died in 1965. He was only 45 years old, but he had been America's premier vocalist for 30 years up until the time of his passing. Let's go to a song he first recorded in 1946 off of The Extraordinary. This is the 1961 version of Get Your Kicks on Route 66 on Acoustic Cafe.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. To this timely tip, when you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
To gain acceptance to the grounds behind your eyes. You know I'm open to suggestion. The one you made we never tried. Let it slip right out from under your breath. And it rolled around my head. Though it was nothing I'd consider, I knew it had to happen then. Stood on the banks of the Potomac, watched the water rushing by. Said we should live in the moment, but then I'd miss you all the time. And I know no one will believe me, but I don't second chance to be an object of desire. If that means slipping through your hands, if I had tried to make you mine, you would have walked away. Life can't compete with memories. They never have to change. Missing persons, all of these unsolved mysteries. If someone says they know for certain, they're selling something certainly. So when I set myself to wonder on all the questions that remain, the only one that even matters is when I'll see your face again. I keep looking back for artifacts to prove that you were here. The sound that's been keeps echoing. It never
Number one is the name of the song. That's Conor Oberst. He has a new album. It's called Upside Down Mountain. Lots of cool guests making appearances with Conor on this new release. On that particular song, it was Blake Mills playing guitars, keyboards, percussion, and doing a bit of vocal work on the song called Artifact Number One. And speaking of artifacts, before Conor Oberst, we heard Nat King Cole from 1961, a version of Get Your Kicks on Route 66, a song written by Bobby Troup. And there is a new collection of Nat King Cole's work, including some previously unheard alternate takes and remixes. It is called The Extraordinary. Speaking of alternate takes, REM has finally released their unplugged sessions, both the one they did in 1991 and the one in 2001 on a two CD set. Of course, REM has been out of the game for 3 years now. But it is interesting to hear this. From 1991, it's easier to understand the lyrics for the first time. It's the end of the world, as we know it, on Acoustic Cafe.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds, snakes, and airplanes. Lady Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world. Serve its own needs. Don't serve your own needs. Speed it up a notch. Feet grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. Wire and a fire represent a seven gauge. Government for hire and a combat site. Left or west and coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team by team reporters, babble trucks, tethered crops. Look at that moon land. Find them. Overflow, population common food, but it'll be save yourself, serve yourself. World serves its own needs. Listen to your heart, please. Dummy with the rapture and the rapid and the right. Right, cheap, vitriotic, patriotic, slam book, neck, right, feeling pretty sight. It's the end of the world. As we know it, it's the end of the world. As we know it, it's the end of the world. As we know it, and I feel fine. 6 o'clock TV hour, don't be caught in 4 hours. Slash and burn, return, listen to yourself, turn, lock it in, uniform.
automotive escalate, automotive incinerate, light a candlelight, photo step down, watch a heel crush, crush, uh-oh, that means no fear, cavalier, renegade, stare clear, tournament of life, offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world as we know it. Party, cheesecake, jelly bean, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam book net, right?
Right.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Fine.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
It's the time end of the world
as we know it. Time alone.
It's the
time end of the world
as we know it.
Time alone.
It's the
time end of the world
as we
time alone.
And I feel fine.
Fine. It's the
time end of the world
as we time alone.
You're gone. I know you don't believe that. You're wrong. There's gonna be some rainy Sundays. Wishing one day I'll see you again. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. I know you're headed somewhere else. And now the secrets that you keep will be things I'll never know. Doesn't matter. I still miss you when you go. I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. I know you don't believe that. You're wrong. There's gonna be some strangers laughing through the hotel. Yeah. gone. I know you don't believe that. You're wrong. There's gonna be some rainy Sundays. Wishing one day I'll see you again. But I'll see you again.
Patty Griffin, along with guitarist Craig Ross, live in our studios earlier this year at Acoustic Cafe, doing a song from her American Kid album last year called Gonna Miss You When You're Gone. Patty, working in the framework of that classic American songbook structure from the 30s and 40s to create something brand new just last year. And then we also heard R.E.M. recorded in 1991. They are the only band to appear on the MTV Unplugged show two times over the course of their career. They appeared in 91 and in 2001, very different sets, and both of those sets are now issued as a double CD, REM Unplugged, 1991, 2001. We heard the song called It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine in its acoustic form. And next hour on the show, we have a peek at Robin Hitchcock's forthcoming album, also David Poe, our final new song from South by Southwest 2014 from A.J. Croce, and more with our in-studio guests this week, the sextet Run River North.